as the weather has turned from winter straight to summer here in Oklahoma over the past several months, I have found myself wanting to be outside more. That, coupled with the tumultuous cultural and societal landscape that we're currently experiencing and the oversaturated, noisy online world, all that has led me to feeling a bit burnout as we approach the mid-year mark for 2022. I'll be totally honest with you. That's what this is all about. But instead of just telling myself to suck it up, buttercup, and go harder and just overcome the burnout, I actually let myself slow down in order to speed up and get better results. So in this episode, I'm going to share with you the benefits of allowing yourself to do just that. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Goal Get It podcast. I'm your host, Erin Hayworth. You're in the right place if you're an online women entrepreneur who is tired of constantly hustling, but you're still not reaching those big business and life goals. Each week, I'll share effective strategies for building, running, and up-leveling your profitable business, productivity hacks to help you maximize your limited time and energy, and some guidance on exactly how to tailor all that advice specifically to you and your business so you can start taking action on it immediately. So, are you ready to dive in? So before we dive into today's benefits of slowing down to speed up, I want to talk to you because I'm guessing, like me, you might be ready for a mid-year reset to ensure that you're not wasting a single month, a single week of this year. We're halfway through 2022. We don't want to waste any more of it. So I want to invite you to join the Goal Getter Quarterly Planning Workshop that I am hosting on June 29th. It's going to be a two-hour workshop where I'm basically going to walk you through reviewing what has already been done in 2022 and helping you plan out the rest of 2022 so that you feel really, really good about moving forward. You have this renewed focus, you have this renewed motivation to completely crush your goals, right? And for the first time ever, I'm going to add a bonus of 30 days of accountability coaching specifically with me to keep you moving forward. You're going to come out of this workshop feeling super buoyed and super excited and super motivated, but I want to make sure that you maintain that over the first 30 days after that workshop so that you can make real progress. So if you want to take advantage of the 30 days of extra accountability coaching and go ahead and grab your ticket to the quarterly planning workshop, head on over to erinhayworth.com/goal-getter-quarterly to snag your seat. Okay, so I'm going to be totally honest. The past several weeks, 6-8 weeks, have really felt chaotic and like I've been on the verge of burnout. It's why I took a little hiatus from a lot of content creation. It's why I have kind of given myself permission to kind of step back. I felt really uninspired and I really just wanted to spend time playing outside in the garden, you know, redoing the house, doing all these house projects and working on some projects that I actually have control over. Because in online business, in creating content and in doing pretty much any of this, there is some aspect of relying on other people to make sure that it's helping you get where you want to go with it. So there's a certain aspect of uncertainty and there's a certain aspect of lack of control that comes with the territory. And I was feeling very uncertain and that was causing me to feel chaotic and a little burnt out. And again, I'm going to be honest in saying that in this time, I have felt like a bit of a failure and a fraud because in that burnout and not wanting to work on my business, it's what I teach. It's how to avoid the burnout. It's how to be ultimately productive. It's how to create the lifestyle that you want. And given what I've been kind of experiencing over the past several weeks, there was definitely that aspect of, do I actually know what I'm talking about if this is how I'm feeling? And so this particular episode, I want to dive into how I overcame that and why I'm actually not a fraud and why I'm not a failure and things like that. but how I came to that realization, along with some other benefits of giving yourself the space, especially if you're on that same verge of burnout, okay? So because I know if I want to get out of the spiral of burnout, it's not that I'm never going to get burnt out. It's I know how to climb out of it and I know how to handle it, right? So I know that if I want to get out of that spiral of burnout, I need to get two things. And those two things are my mindset and my way forward. So slowing down, giving myself space to get both of those things is one of the ways in which I can actually speed up later. Is slowing down now and giving myself that space allows me to push myself so much faster forward after I get that clarity that I need, after I get my mindset and after I get kind of the direction in which I want to go solidified. So I want to chat with you about those two things. So the first thing I said is mindset. So we talk about mindset all the time in the online entrepreneurial world. You might have accepted that it's just a part of basically doing anything, or you might still be of the mindset camp. Regardless of how you feel, your mindset is what is going to make it possible for you to move forward. It is what's going to make it possible for you to either achieve something or not achieve something. And so the very first thing that whenever I started allowing myself to slow down is really taking a look at what is the mindset that I have right now that's leading me to feel this specific way. And it gave me a chance to reflect. So I'm gonna break this down into opportunities that slowing down affords you. So the first opportunity is a chance to reflect. And so by doing this, by understanding, okay, what is it about my mindset right now that is leading me to feel this way? And you might have noticed in the intro for this, I said tumultuous cultural and societal landscape, oversaturated, noisy online world. So that's giving you a little bit of an insight into the mindset that I've had, which is there's so much going on in this world that I don't have control over, and it scares the absolute living daylights out of me. Not even just on a personal level, but on a societal level. It feels like there are more things happening that we don't have personal control over. And as a mom, as a business owner, as a human being, that scares the absolute living daylights out of me, right? And then the oversaturated, noisy online world. I don't know about anybody else, but the social media burnout, like even just consuming social media has not been a priority for me recently because it feels like there's such a overwhelming amount of noise. It's not even content or education or anything. It's just noise. And I don't know if that's a me thing particularly, or if it's something, I do know that there are other people in my circle that have felt the same way, but you still, whenever it comes to mindset, you get to decide, okay, is it really an oversaturated, noisy online world? If I keep telling myself that, why the hell would I want to create content for the people that do want to consume my content? And if I don't have any control over the tumultuous cultural and societal landscape, you know, of course I'm going to become a hermit and just want to spend all my time in the garden because I can control that, or just cleaning my house because I can control that. I can control my own little space. So it's not necessarily that I'm trying to change my external circumstances. It's the first thing that has to happen is for me to understand what mindset that I have that is leading me to feel this way. So if I feel like everything is just oversaturated and noisy on social media, I'm not going to create anything. But if I'm like, okay, this is how social media is currently being used, this is not how I want to use it, how can I use social media specifically right now? Or how can I create content that's really going to speak to people right now based on how I'm feeling, based on how I know they're feeling, based on how things are changing? So just by switching from a very like kind of negative mindset to more of a curiosity-based one, it opens up the possibility. So you're not really able to do that if you don't give yourself the chance to reflect and the chance to kind of understand. So it also required me to do a little bit of a life audit. And I'm going to talk about this more specifically in next week's episode. So definitely stay tuned for that. But basically a life audit is if you're feeling frustrated, if you're feeling burnout, if you're feeling just totally done with the whole thing, but you can't really like put your finger on what it is about life, about business, about whatever it is to do a life audit. Because that is a really good way for you to start to pinpoint the things that are causing the issue, right? It's not your whole life sucks. It's like a few very specific aspects of your life aren't working the way that you want them to. And that is causing this overwhelming feeling of dread and burnout and wanting to just like crawl in a hole or sleep all day. Right? So doing a life audit can give you a starting point to understand. Again, it's that chance to reflect. It's that chance to dig into that feeling. And the overall answer that you're looking for with this chance to reflect is, what am I feeling and why am I feeling that way? Because if you can understand what you're feeling and why you can recognize it, then you can start to try to unearth that feeling and solve that feeling and move forward in a way that's going to make you feel the way that you actually want to feel. Okay? So I'm talking about these opportunities and how slowing down affords you these opportunities. And especially with burnout, I mean, I talk about productivity all the time and how rest and relaxation is part of your productivity because you can't just go, go, go. And there's lots of episodes that I have where I talk about that. I actually have one coming up that is the formula for ultimate productivity. So keep an eye out for that. But this opportunity, it's a chance to recover and to rest. So in April and May, and even early part of June, I had a lot of things that knocked me off my routines. I had travel, I had different projects that kind of have knocked me off my normal work and life routines that I had set up. Now, I will be the first to tell you that routines are meant to be fluid and routines are meant to evolve and things like that. But that doesn't mean that in the moment they're not, it doesn't feel chaotic and like you don't have any control. And so when I'm traveling, you know, it's hard to maintain a cleaning schedule if you're not at home, or it's difficult to maintain a work schedule if in the middle of the day you are outside working on a home project, because that's when you have that time. And so this chance to recover and to rest, it allows you to not have to be on, not have to be going, 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 not have to produce anything. Again, I'm not talking about productivity here because rest and relaxation are part of productivity, but actually producing. It's why I gave myself a little bit of a break from the podcast and from the YouTube videos and from, you know, being on social media in general. I mean, I was still communicating with clients and things like that, but giving yourself a chance to recover and to rest and to really like fill up your own cup, even if that includes just taking naps or just giving yourself a little bit more grace in how you are choosing to think about these things and how and what it is that you're choosing to do, right? Because that is going to allow you to have the launching off point to create new routines or to get back on track with routines after the chaos and after those types of things. Also, recovery and rest gives your brain a chance to have the space to start being creative again. I know that whenever I'm constantly going, I'm not giving myself a chance to just like brainstorm or daydream or things like that, which is absolutely necessary for creative novel ideas. And so this chance to recover and to rest and just do nothing, even if it's just sitting outside by the pool or whatever it is, giving yourself that opportunity is actually going to help you move the needle faster later. Because productivity, again, is about rest and it's about actively moving the needle at different aspects of things. The other opportunity, there's two more, I think, that slowing down affords you is a chance to reimagine. So what can happen, and what definitely happened for me, is passion and motivation starts to wane when you're in the thick of it, right? Whenever you're in the doing, you can get really, really bogged down and lose sight of why you are excited about this in the first place and why it actually matters. And I mean, to be honest, it just gets easy to forget what you're doing all of this for. So slowing down gives you the chance to reimagine, reconnect, and it gives you that space. And take what you've learned throughout the last 3 months, 6 months, 6 years, whatever it might be, what you've learned, what you've experienced, and actually integrate it into the vision that you have for your life, the dreams that you have for yourself, and how you can create that. So when you think about reimagining, you know, I teach a very specific way of setting goals. It always starts with the vision that you have for your life. Who is it that you want to be? What is it that you want to do? And what do you want to have, right? And this vision is never a fixed thing. This vision is always something that can grow and evolve. And because we're not creating, we're not doing any of this in a vacuum. You're constantly having new experiences and learning new things and being exposed to new opportunities. And so in doing that, you are taking in and integrating information, and things that may not have previously been on your radar, all of a sudden, that's weighing heavy on your heart, but you can't understand why, because it's not part of your vision. Things are now malaligned. And so giving yourself this chance to reimagine, it's actually giving yourself that space, giving yourself that time, and giving yourself that intention to take all the things that you've experienced, all the things that you've learned, and start to say, okay, how has my vision kind of shifted? Are there things now that I want for my life that I previously wasn't aware of? Or are there things that I was previously working so hard towards that now I honestly couldn't give two shits about? Like, that is a possibility as well. Things that used to be super important to you are now like, oh, well, based on these experiences I've had, now that doesn't feel like such a big deal, right? So it gives you that opportunity to not only imagine a vision that might be evolved or slightly different, but also it gives you the chance to reimagine how you might create that vision for yourself, how you might create that dream life. Because again, it's not just the things that you want to be, do, and have, it's how you want to get there that also you're constantly learning and being exposed to new experiences and new opportunities for as well. So, and there's always new things coming out, new ways of growing a business, new ways of marketing, new ways of getting healthy, like all these different things, right? Like the baseline of things might be the same, but the very specific strategies in which you're using to get somewhere and how excited you are about those particular paths might change. And so this opportunity is that you actually are looking at that and starting to integrate it. The final opportunity that I wanted to talk to you about is just to regroup, right? So chance to regroup, it is exactly what it sounds like. It is this opportunity for you to dive deep into what is working, what is not working. And it's a little bit of that chance of reflection, but it's even more so focused on specifically using the information that you have in order to push yourself forward. Because so often we're so busy doing that we're not looking at what have I learned and how can I continue to move forward. So it's really about taking the time to really check in with what you want now compared to what you wanted 6 months ago. Again, that reimagining piece. And then see what the last 6 months has really taught you, not only in how it's going to shift your vision, but and how you want to get there, but just in terms of all aspects of your life and things that might be going against some certain expectations that you had for yourself or that other people had for you as well. Okay, so there's lots of opportunities that slowing down can afford you, but most importantly, slowing down can actually, I know we have this idea that going slow is going to hold us back. Slowing down and giving yourself these very specific opportunities to reflect, to get your mindset right, to reimagine, to regroup, and to really recover and rest can actually help you shave weeks, years off of these efforts and towards these goals that you have for yourself, because you're actually giving yourself the opportunity to do it strategically rather than just go, 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 hustle, hustle, hustle. Okay. So I like to end each and every episode with an action step that you can take right now to start implementing so that you can move forward immediately. Here's your action step for this episode. This is a journaling opportunity. So grab that journal, grab a pen, and I have a few questions that I would love for you to write into. Are you ready? Finish these phrases. Right now, I'm feeling blank. Fill in the blank. What I'd really love right now is blank. Fill in the blank. And if I had a whole week to stop everything and just focus on me, I would spend it blank. Fill in the blank. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to check out the Goal Get It podcast. If you never want to miss an episode, hit subscribe to make sure you're the first to get your new episode every single week. And if you'd like to connect outside your headphones, head on over and send me a DM at miss.aaron.hayworth on Instagram. I can't wait to chat with you more. Chat soon.